Good morning. This is the Game Fish and Parks Radio Show. I am Bryce McVicker, and with us today is Josh Cleveland, the District Park Supervisor out of the Watertown office. Thanks for coming today, Josh.
Thanks for having me, Bryce.
I was in the office today and searching for some people to do a radio show, and always nice to get a little bit of parks representation in here, especially on probably the warmest November that I can remember. I think our parks are a little bit busier this November than probably the last few years. Is that correct?
Oh yeah, definitely. Especially with this warmer weather, we've been able to keep our water facilities open, trying to provide those opportunities for campers that are still looking to squeeze a couple weekends out of summer.
Very good. We'll get into the reservation system and how to get a camping spot if you're still looking late in the year. But first off, like I said, you're the district park supervisor. That's a new promotion for you, so congratulations. I guess for the folks out there listening that don't know you, how long have you been in the Watertown office?
I've been in the Watertown office for about a year and a half now. I was the park manager for Pelican Lake and Sandy Shores for the past year until I got this opportunity here last month.
Very good. Where did you come from before that?
I was a assistant manager down at Snake Creek along the Missouri River for a year, and before that I was going to school at Mount Marty and worked at Lewis and Clark Recreation Area for a couple summers.
Very good. There's been a lot of turnover lately in the parks, statewide really, but especially here in the Watertown office. So there's been a couple new district park supervisors and even some regional park supervisors. Like we said, you're the district park supervisor, so what campgrounds are you in charge of?
Yep, I being in the Watertown office here, I kind of directly oversee Pelican Lake and Sandy Shore recreation areas here in Watertown, as well as Lake Cochrane Recreation Area out by Gary. And then I've also got Hartford Beach State Park up on Big Stone in my district.
Very good. Of those, what's been the busiest one the last few weeks?
Oh, Hartford Beach by far. The perch fishing on Big Stone has been phenomenal, especially the last couple of days. We've had some sun, no wind, and the warm temps have really been getting the fishermen out. The fish cleaning station there, from what I've been told, has been going nonstop.
Very good. Yeah, we talked about that a couple weeks ago, that the fishery up there on Big Stone has really been going. I think for the most part, they're catching perch up there, aren't they?
Yep, I actually talked to my park manager yesterday, and he was out on Big Stone. He said he kept 10 nice jumbo perch, threw back quite a few, caught a couple crappies and sunnies mixed in there as well, so good mixed bag.
Yeah, very good. I know there's been a lot of boat traffic up there as well. So like you said, this weather has just got people doing all kinds of different stuff than what we typically talk about on these radio shows once we get to November. Of course, we all know how busy Lake Ponset has been. Yesterday we were down there and there was probably over 130, 140 boats down there. So a lot of traffic on Ponset. Has that campground been busy as well?
Yes, they have, especially like we had talked about with this warm fall. A lot of people are extending the camping season and keeping the park busy, and especially having quality fishing on Ponset. That's really been a big boost for the state park. I know I've heard their fish cleaning station's been going nonstop as well. So it's been good for the campers and good for the parks.
Very good. That south side of Ponset is where the park is, and to fish off, or if you're going to put your boat in on that dock down there, you need to have a park sticker. If there's nobody in the booth, how do they go about that?
Yeah, every booth has a self-service station right on the side of it, a little box with some white envelopes, and they've usually got instructions right on that box. You can fill out your name, number, drop your money in the envelope, and there's a front tab that you peel off, put in your windshield, drop the envelope in a slot on the side of the booth there that's marked, and you're good to go.
Very good. Are you keeping attendance at any of these campgrounds late since the weather's been so nice and some of them have been so busy?
Some parks that have residents at them have someone stationed there, but as far as Pelican and Sandy, we don't have anyone stationed at the park, but we do drive through the park, just kind of check, see what's going on, make sure that the facilities are clean and good to go for our campers.
All right. Very good. So let's talk the reservation system a little bit. I know that we get some questions. Sometimes I'll be down checking fishermen on Lake Ponset or something, and somebody will ask me if there's any open spots at the the campground, and I'm not very familiar with how the reservation system works, but from what I understand, it's all online now.
Yeah, yep. Every campsite requires a reservation in the state park system, and we've kind of tried to make it quite easy for people. We don't have to have campground attendants at the booth to make a reservation. If you are planning ahead of time, you can either call 1-800-710-CAMP, or you can go online to campsd.com and make your own reservation. With that 1-800 number, there's someone on the other end of the line there that can just takes your information, lines you up at whatever campground and camping spot you'd like, and pay over the phone. Otherwise, with the campsd.com website, you create a profile and actually choose your park, make a reservation for yourself, and you're good to go. And we've also simplified things even better with our SDGFP Outdoors phone app, the mobile app. You can actually go through there, find our recreation link, and that'll bring you right to our reservation system. So a lot of the stuff you can, especially this time of year, you can drive around the park, see sites that are open, pull up the website on your phone. Yep, that site's open, make a reservation, and set up camp.
Very good. I know you mentioned the phone app. Is that the same phone app that has our hunting handbook and hunting atlas and everything in it?
Yes, it is. It's kind of nice. We've got everything all wrapped up in one now.
Very good. I didn't know that was a feature on there, so I'm sure that gets a lot of use. The hunting aspect of that app has been very popular. I hardly talk to anybody in the field, especially duck hunters, that don't have that app on their phone and readily use that every time they go out. So that's a good thing. Couple other things in parks here. It is hunting season, and parks property is open for hunting, correct?
Yes, it is. That's one nice aspect of recreation that we provide as well. The parks are open for hunting October 1st for any hunting season that is open that time. The only thing with that is we don't allow hunting in developed or maintained areas, so you can't sit on a campsite or sit in a tree in a campsite and deer hunt there. You have to be out in on hiking. A lot of hiking trails are open to hunting. If someone was called to Pelican Lake, we've got a couple hundred acres of prairie restoration and native prairie out there that's open to hunting on the south and east side of the park there.
Very good. But it doesn't matter what you're hunting, small game, big game. You can set a tree stand up on public land as long as it's not in the campground itself. But any park property you can set up and hunt just like it was a game production area or waterfowl production area.
Yeah. You know, and we've actually got a website coming out, a GIS website similar to the Wilma that was on the GFP website, or the Interactive Public Hunting Atlas. That's going to have every state park and recreation area as well as lakeside use areas. So you can pull that up and see what hunting seasons are open and if there's any restrictions in the park. Just another way to keep tabs, keep yourself safe.
Very good. You mentioned lakeside use areas, and that's a request that we get at the Watertown office all the time is, hey, I heard that so-and-so lake was hot. Where is that even at? And we don't really have an interactive map that we can hand people to show them where these lakes are, especially where the boat ramps are or lake access areas. So that'll be really nice, and that's going to get a lot of use right away, I'm sure.
Definitely.
Lakeside use areas, that is another thing that you're in charge of as the district park supervisor. So you've got a couple people working under you that are in charge of maintaining all the boat ramps and putting the docks in and out?
Yeah, I do. I've got Ryan Dexter is our public water access foreman. He does a great job keeping our access areas maintained in the region. And then we've got a couple of seasonal employees still on, especially with this warm fall, making sure that these areas are clean and maintained, the vault toilets are clean, and providing fishermen with beautiful, good-looking areas and good access as long as the warm temps hold out.
Yeah, definitely. I would say that Ryan Dexter is probably one of the busiest people for our department in the whole state with as many boat ramps that he has to get in and out of the water in a year and maintain in a year. So he's got a lot on his plate, and he does an excellent job for us, like you said. So we appreciate everything he does as far as lake access. Well, anything else in the world of parks before we move on to a little hunting and fishing update?
Not that I can think of.
All right, perfect. Thanks for getting us up to speed on a lot of those things. I know that you're a hunter as well, a waterfowl hunter, much like myself. I know that we talked on the way over here about a couple times that you've been out this year, and we've kind of had similar success. What have you been seeing out there for ducks?
Yeah, seeing, even though the migration really hasn't given us a big push, I've still been seeing ducks, and there's opportunity to go out. I've been hunting a few different public areas and went out one day and shot two ducks with a couple people. Two weekends ago, went out and shot one duck a day, but I had ran into a couple of really good hunts this past weekend, shot a nice mixed bag limit and another limit on Sunday here. Kind of fought some of the weather. Mother Nature wasn't exactly pleasant to us. Had a rainy day and then a day where kind of got hot and no wind and ducks weren't moving around, but I've been seeing good numbers of divers flying around, both while I've been duck hunting and sitting in a tree stand seeing them fly over.
Good. Yeah, that's pretty similar to what I've been seeing and really similar to what I've been hearing in the field. If you're just kind of a mallard field hunter, things are pretty tough right now. I don't think there's very many happy customers in the world of field mallard hunting out there. But if you're all right with maybe hopping in on some public water and shooting a mixed bag or maybe even hunting a field and getting some gadwall and some widgeon, it's not too bad. There is some ducks in the area. There is some opportunity. Like Josh said, he did manage a couple limits. Out of the half dozen times that I've hunted this year, I've been able to scratch a limit here and there. But like we talked about, you're going to have to be okay with shooting a mixed bag and getting some ducks other than mallards. And that's what's in the area right now. But yeah, we need some weather. A lot of places need some weather. If you look at the long range forecast up in Canada, they're not very cold either. They've got 50 degree weather and stuff up there. So it, other than the time of day and photo period pushing these ducks down here, they don't really have any reason to leave up in Canada right now or North Dakota. So hopefully we get a cold snap, because we're coming up here on a month left of duck season, so things should need to get moving for us. The world of pheasant hunting, not much has changed as far as what I'm seeing out there. Most people are really struggling to find any pheasants. Harvest is going along pretty good. Most of the corn is coming out. Everybody's hopeful that's really going to help bag a few pheasants. I think we need some snow on the ground too. If we get that harvest out, get a little bit of moisture, especially some snow, then I think pheasant hunting will pick up a little bit. I know Josh said that he tried to hunt Coddington County a little bit that opening weekend, and that was pretty tough for you.
Yes, it was. I got a lot of good exercise, but my shoulder didn't get sore. Saw a couple roosters and some hens, but there's pretty slim pickings out there.
Yeah, that's for sure. I wrote a newspaper article this year on kind of a fall update on what all our hunting seasons are doing, and I put that in there too, that you pretty much enjoy the free exercise of pheasant hunting, because that might be all you get out of it here for a little bit. Last thing on my list here, before we do a quick fishing update, is deer. Deer movement's really picked up. Probably seeing a little bit of pre-rut activity. Anytime you start combining corn at a high rate, you're going to get some deer movement too. Our card deer collisions are really on the rise, so when you have that happening, you can tell that some pre-rut activity is starting to go on. You take a look around Facebook, you're going to start seeing a lot of deer being shot, a lot of nice mature bucks here and there. So I think people here in the Coddington, Hamlin County area, starting to see more deer and really sitting about every night and taking advantage of these deer movements. I know, Josh, that you're a deer hunter. Have you been seeing more deer cruising around?
Seeing a few. The other night I heard a pretty good tussle between a couple bucks, some grunting, and I've been seeing a lot more sign too. I went and sat last night, and of course there was a nice tree rubbed up right next to my stand that hadn't been there the day before, so they're around somewhere, but they've been smarter than I have so far this fall.
Well, hang in there. I'm sure it'll get a little bit better. We'll finish up here with just a quick fishing update. Not a whole lot of things have changed other than the fact that we've had nice weather here 4 days in a row probably, and it looks like we're going to have another 2 days of really good weather. Look for Lake Ponset to have triple digits boats down there every day. We have had at least a couple times this week already. Things are looking pretty good down there. The panfish are biting better this week than I've probably seen in the last month or so. A lot of nice perch, some crappie mixed in. And every day seems a little bit different on that ratio as far as the walleye go. Some days you'll go down there and it's kind of 10 throwbacks to one keeper. Was down there Tuesday and it seemed like you needed to catch about 30 throwbacks to one keeper. So every day that ratio seems to be changing a little bit. But hopefully as we move into winter, those fish keep growing and we can get more and more keepers out of there. But that perch population is just looking phenomenal. Hard to believe that it can keep pumping out fish the way it has, but it's been really good. Also seen some guys down there targeting some smallmouth bass, which has been a little bit different. So that's another opportunity that Ponset's offering. Outside of Ponset, Stink Lake still had a little bit of opportunity there for some over 20s. Goose Lake's had a little bit of opportunity for some over 20s. But outside of that, we haven't seen much for fishing pressure. Clark County's even been pretty quiet from a fishing perspective. Dry Lake and Indian Springs have maybe had two or three boats on it on the weekends. But other than that, I think about everybody left that's chasing fish is either in Day County or on Lake Ponset. So that's about all we have going on. With that, we are out of time, so I hope everybody enjoys the nice weekend. I thank Josh for coming in today. And if you have any questions about parks, you can call the Watertown office. The same place that all of our conservation officers are at is the same place that our park managers are at. So talk to the fine ladies up front, and they will get you hooked up with the correct parks employee to get your questions answered. And we will see you back here, same time, same place next week.